Typically, the shortest and most advantageous distance between two points is not the truth, especially when Florida and economic development numbers are involved. As Governor Rick Scott continues his blind man's bluff of it's working, stumbling through vain attempts to convince Floridians, or rather the Floridians he will allow to vote, that the Sunshine State is bucking national trends by independently eradicating unemployment, the real numbers keep tripping him up. Last week, the state's nonpartisan Office of Economic and Demographic Research released a report detailing Florida's economic realities. That report rebuked a huge pillar of the governor's reelection shtick. Namely, jobs aren't returning to Florida quite as much as our 7.1% unemployment rate, the lowest since 2008, would have you believe. In fact, the report concluded, half the precipitous 2.3% unemployment drop since 2011 can be attributed to people dropping out of the workforce. You know, giving up. And even if Scott's administration argues that this merely means baby boomers are drifting off into glorious beachfront retirements, Scott's quantity over quality take on employment is fraying at its already dubious edges. Last week, the Orlando Sentinel reported that Metro Orlando ranked dead last in median pay out of America's 50 largest metropolitan areas, with 37% of residents making less than $25,000 a year. Florida's median income average is just over $43,000, a good $6,000 lower than the national average. Maybe it is working for the governor and the carpet-bagging corporations he likes to call his friends, but for the rest of us, it's barely getting by.